Chief Judge Baker, members of the court, good morning. May it please the court, I'm Captain Brian Sullivan, along with Major Vincent Schuler. I represent the appellant in this case, Specialist Jacob Moon. This court must dismiss the findings of guilt, the finding of guilt, rather, for specification two, the additional charge, for two reasons. First, appellant wasn't given fair notice that the images at issue were subject to criminal sanction. And two, there's a substantial basis in law and in fact to question his plea. As to the first point, just like this court's ruling in Warner, and most recently in McKim-Burwell, the government can point to no source, federal law, state law, military case law, military regulation, or military custom, which put appellant on fair notice that the possession of these images was subject to criminal sanction.
No,
counsel, with different images.
Yes, counsel, sir. What if there were state law that prohibited or that criminalized possession of these images? Would that make a difference in your argument?
Not, Your Honor, it would not. Now here, appellant was stationed at Fort Polk. Louisiana does not prohibit these types of images. I think it's possible, but I think we then have to look at whether it's the preponderance of states, whether it was the state where potentially the appellant was from, or where he was stationed. But here, it's certainly not dispositive.
You say these images, in a delicate sort of way, could you please describe for us how these images are or are not like the images in Warner or Barbieri?
Your Honor, the images in Warner featured scantily clad minors in suggestive posing. They met many of the DOS factors, but they did not feature the genitalia. Also, the images in Warner, as you laid out in your dissent, Chief Judge Baker, featured very sexually explicit and very aggressive titling. Now, the images in Barbieri featured posing, some posing, as well as some sexual suggestiveness, but did not feature the genitalia. Now, these images here are directly comparable to the images at issue in McKim-Burwell, which this court ruled on February 7th. It contains nude minors not engaged in sexually explicit conduct. Here, many of the images include images of nude minors playing ping pong, walking on the beach, or engaged in other innocuous activities. Now, notice says that not only are these images not prohibited, but
wait, hang on, are you done describing the, that's all you're going to tell us in order to distinguish Barbieri and Warner?
Yes, Your Honor.
There's nude minors walking on the beach?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, are there private parts viewable?
Yes, Your Honor. In some of the images, the genitalia is in the image, but it doesn't meet any of the DOS factors for a lascivious exhibition of the genitalia.
Are there any clothed images or partially clothed images at stake on this specification?
Your Honor, I believe there are some where there is some partial clothing involved, but none of these meet a lascivious exhibition of the genitalia.
Well, counsel, if it was lascivious exposure, exhibition of the genitalia, it would be child pornography under the CGPA definition.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. All right. So that's one end of the spectrum. Okay. And then the other end of the spectrum is constitutionally protected, non-obscene photos of nude children.
Yes, Your Honor.
Why is it one rather than the other, or is there some place in between?
Your Honor, now, Barbieri said that images that don't feature the lascivious exhibition are constitutionally protected.
That's not exactly what it said. What it said was it was focused there on the fact that the military judge in that case had defined child pornography using the CPPA definition, okay? And it said that it didn't say that it couldn't be prosecuted. It just said that wasn't the issue in that case.
Yes, Your Honor. But I believe it did stand for the proposition that in that case, the images which didn't meet the federal definition were entitled to constitutional protections. And I believe that there's other federal circuit court cases which say the same, to include nudity with nothing more does not meet the federal definition and may be entitled to constitutional protection, such as Osborne, Ferber, and then the First Circuit in Amaral. And the government concedes this. The government concedes that nude minors with nothing more, appellant is not on fair notice, because they go to desperate lengths to say that the military judge did not find appellant guilty of possessing images of nude minors. No, the military judge found him guilty of possessing nude minors, with their genitalia lasciviously exposed. And that is just not in the record. Now, and this is a theory which is remarkably different than the trial counsel's theory at trial.
Well, you did stipulate the possession of service discrediting, didn't you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, where's that leave us?
Your Honor, I think, you know,
I mean, if you know, leaving aside for the moment the question of whether something that's constitutionally protected can be service discrediting, but you stipulated that it was service discrediting, which is the element of the offense. So where does that leave you?
Your Honor, well, without regard to the Wilcox issue, which I will address, you know, here we do have, which does distinguish us from Warner's, we have the appellant saying, yes, this was service discrediting, I believe this was a crime. But I believe that Warner and McKim Burrell, which also was a guilty plea, and here, that notice is still an issue. Because even if appellant says during the Providence inquiry, I knew retrospectively when I possessed these images that this was a crime, where's the basis of his knowledge coming from? The government can't point to a federal law, state law, military regulation, military case law, or custom which says that this is criminal. So thus, the only place it could have come from...
So what you're doing is differentiating between notice at the time and notice at trial. Is that what you're saying?
No, Your Honor. I believe that, you know, notice at the time, even if appellant says during the Providence inquiry, I had notice at the time that I committed the offense, which is what notice is about. If there's no other form of... If it's not memorialized anywhere else... The only place it could have come from is from within his mind. I knew this was criminal because I knew this was criminal.
This case was tried before Warner and Barberi?
It was, Your Honor. And I believe that, you know, if Warner says there's no notice, which was a contest, McKim Burrell says that there was no notice, and this case deals with the same images as McKim Burrell, that there is no notice in this case. And as I said, the government concedes this. Now, the military judge says on at least four different occasions that the images subject to specification 2 of the additional charge do not meet the federal definition for child pornography. He says at Joint Appendix 39, there must not be a lascivious display of the genitalia. At Joint Appendix 38, the images with regard to specification 2 of the additional charge fall outside the definition of the CPPA. And twice, at 47 through 48, if these images did not meet the definition for child pornography, I'd look to see if they fell within the, quote, catch-all of specification 2 of the additional charge, the backup plan. And finally, at Joint Appendix at 42, sexual posing differentiates these images, nude minors, from child pornography. And that's exactly what the trial counsel's theory of trial was as well. He says lascivious exhibition of the genitalia was not considered, and that images of nude minors do not meet the definition of the federal statute.
Well, your position is they weren't sexually posed.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. They were neither they're not lascivious because they're not sexually posed. And
yes,
and the exhibition of the genitalia was not lewd.
Are you arguing the partially clothed pictures were not sexually posed?
Your Honor, I don't recall an image which involved, that showed the genitalia, which would then get us to the DOS factors.
Right, you're ducking the question. Were any of the closed pictures or partially closed pictures depicting the children in sexually provocative manner? The answer is yes, is it not? And you have to defend then based on the fact that there is no genitalia showing or
yes,
not.
Your Honor, I don't recall images like that.
If there were images like that, didn't all the people at trial, including the military judge, stipulate basically that nude children meant that they were nude from their neck past their genitalia?
Yeah, I think the definition that the trial counsel came up with was nude from the shoulders to the knees.
With no clothes.
With no clothes, yes, Your Honor. So, Your Honor, to the extent that there were, perhaps I didn't pay attention to those because it was charged as nude minors. The definition was...
So you're now arguing, or you are arguing, that the only pictures at stake are not the clothed or partially clothed pictures, but only the nudist colony pictures.
Yes, sir. I believe that's what was at issue with this specification. And I believe the military judge found...
Even though some of the clothed or partially clothed were part of this, as I understood the special findings, part of this set.
Your Honor, I'm actually not sure whether those actually fell within that or not. But if they did not contain the genitalia, then I
the
don't
special findings were not as clear as they might have been.
Say again, Your
the
Honor?
Special findings were not as clear as they might have been, in my view, as to which pictures were in or out.
Maybe.
You don't have to answer. That's a comment.
Counsel, just following up on that, the way the special findings were drafted, the photos, the images that were in Specification 2 of the additional charge were defined by exception.
Yes, Your Honor. It was all of them meet this except these.
Do you have a list of those? Is there?
Your Honor, that could take me some time. To
okay, you don't have you haven't prepared that.
Yeah, no, Your Honor.
Okay.
The government in their brief does note now 19 of them that they believe meet the special findings as well as their new theory advanced for the first time on appeal. I haven't had the opportunity to look at those images, but the bottom line is that the military judge did not consider the lascivious exhibition of genitalia.
Does the record reflect where the nudist colony pictures came from? Does the record reflect that they actually are from a nudist colony, as well as who took the pictures?
No, Your Honor, it does not. Appellant does state that he got them, he says, from a naturalist nudist site. That's all I recall from the record as to where the images came from.
Does the record reflect which of his search terms produced the nudist colony pictures?
No, Your Honor. I believe when talking about the images that met the federal definition for child pornography, those that were charged in the other two specifications, I think he talked about search terms there or chapters. But with regard to the images of nude minors without sexually explicit conduct,
I looked through the search terms and I couldn't find any that would be indicative of a nudist colony. They all were things like preteen and teen and stuff like that. Did I misread the search terms? Are there any search terms demonstrating that he was looking for nudist colony pictures?
Your Honor, I can't challenge you on that because I don't recall that. He said on the record that he got them from a nudist colony, and that shouldn't matter, Your Honor, because there's no lascivious exhibition of the genitalia. And if there isn't, it's possible that these are entitled to constitutional protection. And that's probably why the military judge said on the record, appellant, do you believe that these are protected under the First Amendment? And if so,
how are you defining lascivious for the purpose of determining the pictures from the nudist colony are not lascivious?
I would use what Roderick says, which is DOS plus totality, Your Honor, which we've got the six DOS factors to include focal point, sexually suggestive posing, whether a child is depicted in an unnatural pose, partial clothed or nude, sexual coyness, as well as whether the depiction is designed to elicit a sexual response, viewed on a case-by-case basis. And, Your Honor, without the lascivious exhibition, without sexually explicit conduct, I believe it's possible that these images are entitled to constitutional protection. And if so, the military judge should have gone through the Wilcox inquiry to determine whether there was a direct and palpable impact on the military mission. If so, assuming that you believe that there was notice here, if so, perhaps the constitutional protection could be removed. But the military judge didn't do that in this case. And all we have are words such as, this might affect the mission. This might be served to discredit. This might be prejudicial to good order.
You didn't object at trial.
No, Your Honor, we did not.
We did not object at trial, so I guess it's plain error. It sounded like, from the province inquiry, it sounded like he really wanted this deal.
Yes, Your Honor. He certainly did, because, this added 4 months to what otherwise was a 20-year maximum punishment. And I think this court needs to at least consider some risks if this court wants to say that fair notice can come from purely within the mind. Appellants, as you noted, Judge Stuckey, these cases don't add much to their maximum punishment. And it's likely that they're going to say what they need to say to get the benefit of their bargain. It's possible he said it's criminal because he believes it's immoral. It's possible he says it's criminal because he believes it's offensive. It's possible he got bad advice.
Counsel, can there be photos of nude children that are obscene but don't meet that definition of the CPPA?
Your Honor, I could tap dance around that question. I honestly am not sure.
Do you agree that if that were the case, that they would therefore not be constitutionally protected or arguably are not constitutionally protected?
Yes, sir. I would agree with that.
Counsel, you've used the phrase within the mind of the individual. How does that differ from the concept of common sense?
Your Honor, I see my time has expired.
Please answer the question.
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor, now, I think that they are the same. I think they are one and the same. And I think that, you know, thought isn't usually criminalized. And there's no notice that thought plus what otherwise is not prohibited conduct makes something criminal. And if I could quote a quote from Amaralt, the First Circuit Court of Appeals case, it said, quote, if Amaralt's subjective reaction were relevant, a sexual deviant's quirks could turn a Sears catalog into pornography, into criminal conduct. And I will, I don't have any time to reserve.
Did you reserve for rebuttal or not?
Yes, Your Honor, I did.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Counsel for the government.
Chief Judge Baker, members of the court, may it please the court. My name is Captain Timothy Erickson. Along with Major Robert Rodriguez, I represent the government in this matter. In this case, appellant had fair notice that Specification 2, or the additional charge, that the conduct criminalized in that specification was forbidden. He also had fair notice of the applicable standard and providently pled guilty accordingly. Moving first to the issue of notice. The notice in this case comes from state statute.
Can I interrupt you for a moment and just make sure everybody's talking about the same material here, since there is some uncertainty? In the government's view, when you describe 19 pictures, without obviously describing them in detail here, but can you categorize them as nudist colony pictures, nudist colony pictures, plus something else? What are we talking about?
Yes, Your Honor. The majority of those 19 images, the focus of those images was on the genitalia, or at least the government's belief is that. And so we would not characterize those as nudist colony, walking on the beach, hitting a volleyball.
Are they clothed?
I'm just trying to figure out which pictures you're talking about, though. You don't have to... the 19 pictures, are they all in that line of pictures showing nude teenage females engaged in various activities?
On the beach. Or any activity.
Or in...
Do you follow?
Verdant meadows.
Yes, Your Honor. I believe those 19 images were, a lot of them were cropped.
Let me restate it. Is the entirety of the pictures you're talking about described by the appellant correctly or incorrectly as nudist colony pictures?
Your Honor, the government doesn't know the provenance of these pictures, where they, you know, where they came from, just based on...
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, are these pictures being described by the appellant correctly or incorrectly news colony pictures?
I understand, Your Honor. The couple examples...
I'm just trying to see what the Venn diagram looks like. Are you and the appellant talking about the same thing?
No, Your Honor. It seemed like the appellant was talking about images that would be towards the other end of the spectrum, where we have arguably just... naked children or children partially clothed doing certain activities with...
Yeah, well, counsel, the problem is that the military judge during the province inquiry, as I read it and as best I could understand it, appeared to make a great distinction between those pictures which could qualify under the CBPA as lascivious portrayals, right? And he was not talking about those photos for purposes of the nude photos of children. He was talking only about photos that were nude photos, meaning no clothing, right? And that they did not meet the CPPA definition. That was what everyone was talking about at the province inquiry. So do those 19 photos you can't talk about here. Tell us about the other photos.
Yes, Your Honor. The parties all had the same understanding as to what was being criminalized by Specification 2, and that was nude minors depicted in a lascivious fashion. And the military judge confirmed with the government and the defense and appellant.
Okay, now, where's the lasciviousness come from?
Your Honor, it comes from various, depending on the images, the nature of the crime.
What's the government's theory here? When I read your brief, it sounded like you were claiming the whole mess was child pornography. Is that your theory?
Yes, Your Honor. Child pornography.
Oh, well, the judge didn't agree.
Your Honor, I think there was some confusion in the Providence inquiry because where...
Well, he sure didn't plead to just child pornography. So now the government's up here saying, well, it was all pornography anyway, so why are we here? What is the government saying?
Your Honor, there is child pornography that violates the CPPA. And that child pornography, the basement there is the lascivious exhibition of the genitals.
Right.
The government believes that the CPPA does not occupy the entire field of child pornography.
Do you have any support for that assertion?
Yes, Your Honor. The various state statutes, for example, that are much more broader and more inclusive is what they criminalize.
You mean the entire field that occupies what can be criminalized under Article 134 as child pornography?
Yes, Your Honor. In our context, obviously, we would be limited to what can be criminalized under Article 134.
Well, and what can be criminalized under 134? Can non-child pornography erotica be criminalized under 134 without a tie to good order and discipline or service discrediting conduct?
Your Honor, all the government here is asking or believes is criminalized by this specification is nude minors in a lascivious depiction.
But counsel, look at JA 38-39, where the military judge makes clear that that's not what he's talking about with respect to specification 2. He says, in other words, there must not be a lascivious display of the pubic area. And he's talking about photos that fall outside a little bit or more the definition of child pornography. And if something is a lascivious display of the genitalia, it is child pornography.
Your Honor, under the CPPA, that is how it would be defined. But here the government is criminalizing a lascivious display as a whole.
But he's saying that he's not talking about that. I mean, look at JA 39.
Your Honor, I believe what he's doing is trying to, at that portion, is draw a distinction with the appellant between what was charged under as a violation of the CPPA and what is charged with the nude minor. So we're not, the government isn't trying to say that all the images in the second specification of the additional charge would be child pornography under the CPPA. It would be child pornography in that it can be criminalized under Article 134, where there doesn't necessarily have to be lascivious exhibition of the genitals.
Why don't you just argue that Article 134 criminalizes images of nude minors that are obscene, but not necessarily criminal under the CPPA?
Your Honor, in going forward, the government may choose to word the specifications in that manner, but here...
It seems to me that's what you're trying to argue, but you're just not saying it.
I mean, wouldn't Ferber support that?
Yes, Your Honor, Ferber and Osborne all support the government's position in this case that something that can be criminalized as child pornography, though it may not necessarily rise to the level of violating the CPPA.
It has to be obscene.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now you lost me. Somewhere out here, there's this nebulous area that is not criminalized by statute, but which you're trying to drag under 134, which seems to me, one, raises huge notice problems, and also you got a big Hartman problem here, because in the Providence inquiry, the judge never discussed whether this stuff was constitutionally protected, and the accuse understanding of that or lack of understanding. So where are we?
Your Honor, first to address the notice aspect of your question, the notice here comes from state statutes.
What state statutes?
There are, I think, more than 30 state statutes cited by this court.
Right, not in the venue in which this was tried.
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay. Let me put it this way. If in the fullness of time a state legalizes plural marriage and we continue to prohibit it in the military or say we do, is one enough?
To put a soldier on notice? Your Honor, there's...
I just...
Can you return to your answer to the question, where does notice come from in this case?
Your Honor, the strongest form of notice here are the 30-some-odd... state statutes that have a more broad definition.
Okay, so what you're saying is because 60% of the states have a broader definition, which, do they all include this stuff?
Some of them do, Your Honor, some of them do not. To give an example to the court, Louisiana also includes the anus as something if there's a lascivious...
Okay, you have 50 legislatures, and some of them have done something, and some of them have not done something, and some of them have done something else, and that's constitutional notice.
Yes, Your Honor.
For a federal court martial.
Yes, Your Honor.
Can I just try and understand the argument first before we have advocacy on all sides? Is it the government's view then that the notice comes from 30 state statutes? Is it the government's view that there is notice through custom? It's a neutral question. It's not a trick question. I'm just going through the Vaughn, Saunders, and other checklist as to where notice might come from. I don't hear you saying custom. I don't hear you saying federal law. I don't hear you saying military case law. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
So to the extent there is fair notice in this case, it is the government's view that it would derive from some collection of state statutes.
Yes, Your Honor. Additionally, there could be, as was discussed earlier, the common sense notice here, and appellant's Providence inquiry makes it clear that he understood that it was wrong for him to possess them. And then the U.S. Supreme Court case of Osborne, going to that, is a state statute that's very similar to what was charged here in the second specification of the additional charge.
So in sum total is some variation of 30 states, common sense, and Osborne. I'm just trying to understand what we're looking at. And then Judge Erdman has a question.
The government does believe that just custom, whether you call it the custom of the service or common sense for soldiers to believe that possessing images like this is wrongful and can be subject to criminal sanction, whether it's called custom of the service or common sense, Your Honor, there is just a, you should know that it's wrong.
Do you list the 30 states in your brief?
No, Your Honor.
And I mean, I didn't get from reading your brief that was one of your main arguments. It seems to me, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, there was a lot of confusion at the Providence inquiry. But on appeal, it seems that your argument was that this behavior that was charged under Specification 2 of the additional charge was criminalized under the CPPA, but the government just opted not to charge it as that, to give this guy a break because the images weren't as terrible as the other images. Is that an accurate review of your brief?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
That's why we cited to those 19, those specific 19 images, because here we believe that this court can affirm based on the fact that, hey, there's those 19 images that would meet the CPPA. But additionally, the government believes that it's proper and was done in this case to criminalize child pornography that may not technically meet the definition of the CPPA, but still is child pornography as distinct from child erotica.
But that wasn't your argument at trial. I mean, at trial, government consul specifically said these don't fall within the CPPA.
Yes, Your Honor, and what that illustrates inherently is the subjective assessment using the dose factors as to what would fall under the CPPA and what wouldn't. And we also see that, Your Honor, in the Providence inquiry of the accused at the time. He was explained the dose factors by the military judge, and he recognized, hey, some of these images that I have that were charged under this second specification would meet that definition of lasciviousness, but some of them wouldn't.
And so what then are in Specification 2?
Your Honor, what happened is the appellant pled guilty to images that was his understanding met the definition of a nude minor depicted in a lascivious fashion. And then the military judge went back, and the military judge made the specific findings. These are the CPPA images, and then said, these images I find do not meet the nude minor specification. The remainder of the images, ones not specifically listed in his specific findings, are those that he found that violated, or he believed, or could providently plead guilty to as violating the nude minor specification.
So he defined them by exception. Do the 19 images that you have listed, is that the same as the images that were defined by exception by the military judge?
Your Honor, those 19 images are within that exception category, but there are much more images than just the 19.
So he found that they did not meet, that they were not lascivious.
Your Honor, he found that the if my understanding of how...
I mean, his exception, the ones he accepted were ones that he said were not child pornography, correct?
Your Honor, he found that those were the ones that he did not find met the CPPA, to be criminalized on the CPPA. But they were still lascivious because that was the way that that second specification was understood. News minors depicted in a lascivious fashion.
Well, do you disagree with this statement? Under the CPPA, nude minors depicted in a lascivious fashion equals child pornography. I mean, isn't that what it says?
It does, Your Honor, but here the yeah.
So, I mean, this makes no sense.
Ma'am, the distinction here is whether it's a lascivious exhibition of the genitals. The government believes that the way the CPPA is worded, lascivious exhibition of the genitals, is drawing extra focus on the genitals. The government believes that there can be lascivious exhibitions of nude minors that may not constitute a lascivious exhibition of the genitals or pubic area.
Well, didn't Congress have the power to say that, and they didn't? They wrote the statute, and you know, this is a very highly regulated area of law, as we observed earlier. And now the government's seemingly coming in and saying, well, yeah, but there's all this other stuff out there, and it can sort of be criminalized at will under 134. What is the government saying?
Your Honor, the government, going all the way back to Parker v. Levy, that there's a need in the military to be able to...
I know what Parker says, but there's also the Constitution and the First Amendment.
Yes, Your Honor, and the government here, hopefully I'm accurately communicating this, is this pocket of images that the government attempted to criminalize under this nude minor specification is very small and very close to the CPPA, as illustrated by those 19 images that reasonable minds will differ.
But those 19 images are all after the fact determinations. And what we're looking at on notice here is the notice that Moon had when the alleged offense was committed. And obviously there was confusion during the Providence inquiry. And I think the discussion today indicates that it's a very technical area where there is confusion. How in the world can this guy know that that behavior was criminal?
Your Honor, I think the only answer here is that there are 30-some-odd states, there's the custom of the service, there's common sense, there's United States versus Osborne, all that put soldiers as a body of potential accused on notice of the criminal nature of their conduct. And this notice, it almost begs the legal fiction of, you know, that soldiers don't necessarily know that the CPPA exists or what specifically it criminalizes. And just as, you know, the soldier's not going to know specifically. But here, in addition to that notice, Your Honor, we have appellant's provident plea where he goes through, he gets a thorough explanation of First Amendment protections. The judge gives several examples.
But how does that retroactively affect the notice that he had or didn't have when he committed the offense?
Your Honor, going to the Ballin case, where a Providence inquiry, a Provident guilty plea, can cure any notice issues, both as to the notice of whether it's criminal and as to the applicable standard. And that happened in this case, Your Honor.
Well, what about the fact that the judge didn't go over the First Amendment issue with him as Hartman requires, and we're going back to Wilcox here, you know, that goes straight to leaving a side notice, that goes straight to providency. So how's it provident?
Yes, Your Honor. Respectfully, the military judge did do a thorough First Amendment analysis, giving appellant saying that, hey, certain images, just naked children, you know, by themselves, that may be protected, giving examples of Cupid, artistic, scientific requirements. So the government believes that that satisfied Hartman. And to address Wilcox, Your Honor, the government does not believe that Wilcox comes into play here because we're not talking about constitutionally protected images. The government never intended to charge images that were constitutionally protected, and appellant only pled guilty to those that met the definition of nude minors.
Well, can there be nude minor images that are constitutionally protected?
Conceivably, yes, Your Honor.
Conceivably? Go to the National Gallery of Art.
Yes, sir, and that was adequately addressed by the military judge, and he specifically gave the artistic example of a Cupid depiction. And
okay.
Counsel, can you explain if there is a difference? Is there a difference? Let me ask it a different way. Is there a difference between a lewd exhibition and a lascivious exhibition, and if so, what is it?
No, Your Honor. The government believes that lewd and lascivious are essentially synonyms. I believe there's some case out there that support that.
Okay, and under Osborne, what type of nude photographs are not constitutionally protected?
Sorry, Your Honor.
Under Osborne, which sort of nude photographs of children are not constitutionally protected?
I believe that the way that it was defined in Osborne is that it was a nudity and a lewd exhibition, or the graphic focus on the genitals. So drawing a distinction as graphic focus on the genitals is one way to do it, and a lewd exhibition is another.
Well, if nudity equals lasciviousness, then you don't need any of that other stuff. And you just said that the government's position was that nudity equaled lasciviousness, which I think is not supported by any case law in this country.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, if I see that my time has elapsed.
Please.
Sir, I apologize if I said that the government position was that nudity equals lasciviousness. That's not the government's position, Your Honor. It's nudity plus lasciviousness is what makes it child pornography and able to be prosecuted under Article 134. Your Honor, may I briefly conclude?
You may.
Appellant had notice from state statutes and custom, and he providently pled guilty to the possession of new minors depicted in lascivious fashion.
Of course.
In terms of graphic focus on the genitalia, a nude photograph with graphic focus on the genitalia, would that meet the CPPA definition of child pornography?
Your Honor, I believe it could, but I don't know how the Ohio courts have defined graphic if they've given any further definition than the lay definition.
Right, thanks.
All right, thank you, counsel. Counsel for the appellant, opportunity for rebuttal here.
Your Honor, 2 points. As many of you judges have noticed, the government isn't really sure what their argument is. In a brief, they say that the military judge considered lascivious exhibition of the genitalia, which is flat wrong. Joint Appendix 39, 38, 42, and 47 through 48 make it clear that he absolutely did not consider that, and that's wrong. The government points to state statutes, but they don't explain how those definitions relate to the images of this case, nor do they specify in either their brief nor here today which ones they're referring to. And my second point, the government says that custom is common sense, and that's not true. Military custom is an observed course of conduct. Now, the bounds of Article 134 are nearly limitless for military commanders, and perhaps rightly so, because service members find creative ways to get in trouble. But this court needs to maintain its fair notice standards, especially with regards to child pornography, which Judge Stuckey, as you noted in Warner and here today, is a highly regulated area of criminal law. And ultimately, if this court rules in favor of appellant in this case, this results to no windfall to service members, because it's a highly regulated area of criminal law, and if commanders perceive that these types of images that fall outside of the federal definition become a unique problem, they have tools at their disposal.
Counsel, do you know how the proposed, you know that there's a proposed Article 134 regarding child pornography, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you know how it defines child pornography?
Your Honor, I believe it uses the federal, it mirrors the CPPA. And Your Honor, if there are images that fall outside of that definition, they can memorialize this. They can put it in regulations, they can put it in lawful orders, they can put it out of their formations, much like commanders have done with synthetic cannabinoids over the past 5 years before it became a scheduled substance. So this court should maintain its fair notice standards like it's done in Warner and with images directly comparable to the Kim Burrell, and this court should dismiss investigation 2. questions.
Thank you. The court thanks both counsel. The case is now submitted and will stand in recess until 10:20. Thank you.
Court stands in recess until 10:20 a.m.